Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cousins for Christ. I'm Jeremy. This is my co-host and cousin, Chris. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I don't know if I want to be known as your cousin all the time, but
It's all right.
we'll see. It's a week by week thing. I'm just trying to get on the offensive because you make so much fun of me,
You
so
know, it's
we're good.
funny. You know, what's funny is you're trying, in your attempt to be funny, all you did was hurt my feelings.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I too know what it's like to be thirsty. The reference from White Men Can't Jump. Sorry about that.
Wait, isn't that movie R-rated?
I watched it when I was a heathen. Can't
Okay.
help it. I remember
Good response.
it.
Good response.
Yeah, can't
Good
help it though,
response. You're ready for that. I
Yeah.
applaud you on that one.
You want to tell everybody what we're about to get into, or you want me to?
Oh, we are about to get into Revelations. And if you have ever heard about Revelations
Revelations?
or
Yeah,
even like as a Christian and stuff, it is one of the most difficult books of the Bible. Am I
actually,
wrong in saying that? Like,
no, I mean, actually, it depends on what you mean because, like, reading is probably one of the easiest
what's that?
chapters. It's actually one of the easier books to read in the Bible because it's real short.
To read or understand?
Oh,
For the length of it, yes. Like, for time wise, yes. It is one of them. It is. It's. I can't explain how important it is, or like not downplaying it or whatever, but it is just we're gonna attempt that, right?
Let me start it out. We're saying,
Yeah.
so tonight we're just doing an intro. Okay, we're planning on next week, Lord willing, to have chapter one, which is only 20 verses. Not a lot to it. I've already started studying it, and it's not a lot going on in that
Flag
first one. But
alert.
we're going to go over it, And but right now it's just kind of an intro. What you can expect, what you're going to get out of it, what we're going to get out of it. And I'll be honest. I'll tell you, Chris is. I told my uncle one time, he's like, "What do you think about Revelations?" I'll be like, "I read Revelations. I don't get into Revelations because there's a lot of dangers in Revelations too, where a lot of people get carried away, and that's the only book of the Bible they do read. And there's
It's
a lot of misinterpretations about Revelations. And I'm gonna go ahead and promise you, me and Chris probably will have different interpretations of Revelation chapters,
yes.
and you'll probably disagree with some things we say. And we're not saying we're not scholars. Not that scholars are 100% right all the time." But things we say, maybe you may like, but we're just giving to you to think about. We're going to
But
do
the
mostly on a, we're reading it, and here's what we think.
yes. And this is also the opportunity. If you hear something that you disagree with, let us know. This is a very much a discussion of this book. So I am very excited. Jeremy came up with this idea. I am very excited to go into it because this is the one book that, it's kind of, it's curiosity with it, like how people interpret it, how you read it.
Yeah,
It can
we're
be.
going to go
Yeah,
ahead.
go ahead. No, you go
We're
ahead,
going to
man.
go over what the historical parts of it. We're going to go. I'll be honest. I don't know that we will mention a lot of the misinterpretations, and there's a lot of them out there in the media, and not in the media, but out in, I don't know, how would you put that? Out in the universe, there's a lot of misinterpretations. I know somebody said last week they brought up for me. They was talking about. Well, I heard we're about to go to a was a cashless society,
Right.
and I was like, hold on a second. And I was like, I'm not an expert on Revelations. However, I've read Revelations several times over throughout the years reading the Bible, and I never once heard that in Revelations.
Right. Everybody's always looking the one. So when you read something or like you hear through, if you look in like the most, like one of the things that like is always like said about it, the mark of the beast. They've had that, like you always hear like, oh, well, this is going to be the mark of the beast. Like it's even been referenced with like the COVID shot, like things like that. Like it's just a weird, was a buzzword is what we should call it. Like
Yeah, we're gonna get into all that stuff.
yeah, it's just you hear that stuff like, or the end of times, you hear the Mayans and all this other stuff.
Well, hold on. They never bring up minds in Revelation, just so you
No, they don't, but you hear it thrown around. You hear it thrown around. I'm talking about stuff that's
I
thrown
know what you're talking
around. That's
about.
not in Revelation. So
You know,
the
that is
first thing.
actually in chapter of Revelations, and it's not in here, chapter 1, verse 6.
The Mayans.
Yeah.
No, that was supposed to happen in like 2012.
Yeah.
The first, if you could do the book of Revelation, the very first verse of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place.
Okay, well, you got some information. Let's go over that.
All right.
Who wrote
Well, so
Revelations?
let's the first thing I'll say is like shortly. So you look at like
Yeah. Well, let's get into all that next week too. That we're
well,
go.
I'm just talking when
Yeah.
people say shortly, like when you hear
Yeah.
a lot of this stuff, you'll hear the definition, like people define time differently.
Yeah.
God's time is not on our schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that next week when we get
Okay.
into the first ones.
All right, cool.
Tonight, let's go over who wrote Revelations.
It was John.
No, it was Jesus. John wrote it
Oh
down.
my gosh. Okay. I mean, all right. Hold on a sec.
He said, write the words of these books.
Okay.
Remember that.
Fine. Fine.
You're fine, but you know, technically he
Oh,
wrote it
you're
down.
fine. You're fine. You're fine. Hold on a
But
second.
get into your information. Like, when was it? Tell us when it was written.
Hold on one second. Let me pull that up real quick.
I didn't know you just had to Google all this. I thought you
No,
were
no, no,
prepared.
no. I have it ready. All
Oh
right.
my
So
goodness, people think
this
we're
is
just Google
the
it as we go.
dude. I will tell you for the
He
people
literally
that are
had it
listening,
up before we
the
started
people that are listening, he never stops.
talking.
He has the
Oh
Energizer
no.
Bunny energy of just like attacking you. That's cousins for you. So, and he even corrected me on this. This is funny. So I read to him, like we were talking a little bit before this. And I was like, here's the little bit of the context, the historical context of Revelations. And I said, Revelations was written during a time of intense persecution for early Christians, likely around 95 to 96. And he goes, well, actually, Chris, he's like, you know, they say it was written between like 90 to 100 AD. And I was like, 95 to 96 is incorporated in that.
Yes.
He's just a very, yeah. During the reign of Emperor Domitian. And if I mispronounce that, that's Jeremy's fault too. The Roman Empire viewed Christianity as a threat during this time, as believers faced imprisonment, exile, and execution for refusing to worship the emperor. So John, the author, Jesus, who spoke to John, hey,
Yeah.
d you should do your little zoom in.
No.
Jesus, the author, John, the scribe, is that better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Was exiled to the island of Patmos, a barren place used by Rome to imprison political and religious descendants. While he was there, he received visions that became the Book of Revelation. His message was meant to encourage and strengthen Christians, enduring persecution, reminding them that Christ reigns supreme and will ultimately defeat evil. Jeremy's probably going to talk more about this later in this series that we do. The book reflects Jewish apocalyptic traditions. Dude, I was waiting for that. It was written to the seven churches of Asia Minor, addressing the spiritual struggles and urging them to remain faithful. Dude, that was a perfect. I'm going to give you kudos to that. That was a perfectly timed zoom in.
I mean, truthfully, to be honest, I could probably just every time you talk, just have it on
You could. You could. You
that.
could.
Not that you're saying anything wrong, just
No. But it's still funny, man. That is the best thing that you've learned how to do.
Yeah. So this is how we're going to do it so far. Thank you for that information.
You're
You
so
are right. It is in between 95, 96 is in between 90 and 100.
He corrected me on that. He goes, well, it's 1900. And I was like,
I mean, that's just given time. But so the things we're gonna do chapter a week when we can. And you know, we might skip a week, give a break here and there in between little things that we find. Hey, let's talk about this for one. We're gonna do it a couple weeks at a time, you know, and maybe have a break or not. Just depends on how we're going, just in case something comes up about you, we think, hey, maybe we should talk about this. Some weeks we may reach into it where we only get half a chapter and have to finish it. And but the thing about this I'm gonna like is you're actually gonna be able to read this one. So I'm gonna post this tomorrow. I post every Thursday at 5 a.m. You don't have to listen to it or watch it right that minute. But it gives you kind of an idea. Hey, Thursday's coming up. Let me read Revelations 1 tonight. Let's see what they're talking about. That way I can hold their feet to the fire, and see what
Well,
I think on this.
can I ask you a question? Why is it important to know Revelations? I
Why
know
is
that,
it
like, our,
important? Well, I think it's
yeah.
important to know all the Bible. I don't think
Well,
Revelations is the important one. The
no.
rest of
I understand. Like, yes. He always corrects me on that. But,
No, I'm
like,
not saying I'm correct on that. Just my opinion.
no. You're 100% right. But why is it important to understand Revelations? Like, it's what's to come. Like, why should a Christian read, or why should anyone read
We'll see. We'll see if
Revelation?
it's what's to come.
What's that?
We'll see if it's what's to come. That's yet
Why?
undetermined.
I mean, I believe it's to come.
Some of it.
Don't you?
Some of it.
Ooh,
Some of it.
this is
That's
the
what we're going to get into
suspense.
that next week, though.
This is the suspense.
Let me
So,
tell you how I
why
would
should
like.
they read chapter one with us?
Just that way they'll know if we're reading it right.
Darn
But, so you brought up
it.
earlier the Jewish. So you was talking about earlier how it brings up it's a Jewish apocalyptic thing. So let me tell you a good way. If you really want to get into Revelations, here's what I would do if I were you. If you've never read Revelations, or if you had read Revelations, but you want to do it again, read Revelations, okay? Then go to Ezekiel. Read Ezekiel. Then read Revelations again. They don't mirror each other, okay? But are they parallel? Bits are parallel. Is it a continuation? Somewhat, maybe not as much, but somewhat, yes. Ezekiel is also had visions that are the apocalyptic time, especially at the end of like the second temple and the first temple and all this. And he sees all this stuff, how they're going to rebuild the temple, and water is going to flow forward out of the temple, and it's going to like heal the land. It's the same when, and we get revelations later on where there'll be waters coming from the throne of God and the Lamb, that's going to rebuild entirely new thing. And so they are very, they go hand in hand almost, if you know what I mean. So
Would you
if you would,
say the new earth, the new thing is the new earth?
I would, but we'll see. Let's get into that first, because I don't want to. What I say today may not be what I say after we read it again, and I put forth the effort of studying it and digging into it. You know what I mean?
No, and can I say that's a good point to make, is like, we are jumping into this as well, and we're talking about it. Like, we're jumping into these chapters that we're going through, and our opinions may change. Like,
Yeah, they may.
our interpretations may change. And it's not necessarily the gospel or whatever, but it's they things may change. Jeremy and I have had, like, if anybody has listened to us in the previous, when we've had our podcast, like, our opinions have changed over the course of us having these conversations, which is what's amazing. Like, and just to bring up the quick reference, the hot and cold, the water, like,
We're going to get into that. It's in the Revelations.
yes, it is. And Jeremy, like, I used to believe, like, oh, it's just hot and cold. They'd rather you be one or the other. But Jeremy is the one that brought up the fact that, like, contextually, like, in that time, like, they were talking about the springs from the north and the south, like, those areas. So it changed my view, and this is what we're doing. Like, this is a learning experience for us just as much as it is for people listening. So it's awesome.
And it wasn't an original idea of mine either. I'll just like say
It
that.
was original, yeah.
It
Original.
wasn't, no, I said it was an original idea. It
Oh.
was not an original idea.
He's taking credit for
No, it's not original idea.
it. I'm just messing with you. But it's a great study into, that's why I love doing this. I do. I appreciate you bringing up different points of view. Sometimes I don't agree all the time. Like, and other times I'm like, all right.
Hey, there's certain times you don't agree with me, and you're wrong most of the times. But
Here we go.
I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I'm wrong a lot. I'll be first to tell you. Hey, I've changed my opinion a lot of times. The more I study certain things, especially since we're doing this, I may have leaned one way, and then I kind of get into it. Go, I was wrong.
And I think we've both, Jeremy and I have both said this. It's not about being right, it's about being aligned with God's word. That's the point. Like, this is not that discussion, which is awesome. That's the great, and the goal is to be right, like with God, not right because I'm always right and Jeremy's always wrong.
You're right. I'm wrong. You know what? I'm wrong more than I'm
This is
but
going
no,
to be
that
fun.
is going to be fun, and I hope you participate in it, listeners and viewers, and I hope correspond with us and like, hey, and if you want to bring up a subject beforehand, get a chapter beforehand, it's like, oh, they're gonna get chapter one. Let them talk. If you want to comment in a little section, leave us a little saying, hey, hit on this right here. Happily. I don't think there's a lot in one, to be honest, to get in. I don't think there's a whole lot of wrong that can happen in. I
No.
But hey, we're gonna take it slow just because it may be not be the most interesting part of it. We're still gonna cover it. Go over it that way. When this is all said and done, this is going to be one of our first series. I don't. Well, we did that one on Jeff with the parables. So this would be like that, where we're doing a series of all 20 chapters. This is just the intro tonight. What it's going to be like.
Yeah, and this is not going to be, we're going to like, this is going to be over the course of the year. So it's not going to be like every week's going to be this. We're still going to do
We're going to try, but we'll, like I said,
TV or
yeah. If
thing
something
or like
comes up,
Christian 101.
yeah, if
But yeah,
something
it's
comes
just,
up,
but I'm excited to do this one, man. I am. I don't give praise to him too much because he's already got a big head, but this was a great idea. This has been one of the things we studied with one of our that zoom in was perfect. Mr. Fred. We always call him Mr. Fred. We were studying with him and it was very insightful. Like, it's just a very interesting book.
Yeah,
I'm
it
excited.
is. It is. I'm excited about it too. And I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, how are you going to do it? Start next week, just sometime before you decide to listen to it. Read Revelations 1. If you want to read all of it, then go back and read Ezekiel, then read it again. It doesn't, however you want to do it. That would be a good practice, though, just to go back and just see how they kind of tie
See
into
how
one
everything
another.
interlinks, and
Yeah.
it's just
And we may go do it one day.
God's plan is amazing,
Yeah.
and nothing that was put in this book does not link. It doesn't contradict. So I challenge anybody that thinks it does, anybody that listens to this is not a believer. Just look and see.
Yeah,
Like,
just read it. What's it
try.
hurt?
Just
What's it hurt?
read. Yeah,
Yeah,
nothing.
you might upset some of you. I don't know. Like, I'll be honest, that's whole rapture thing. I'll be the first to tell you, we may not even talk about it, but you may say, well, if you don't talk about it, but here's the thing. I'm not saying it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I will say this. If I was to get raptured, I would not be up there complaining. But
No,
I'm just
those
saying,
things you're like,
we
I'm
might
okay being
not
wrong
even
with
get
that.
into that part. I know a lot of people bring it up, but I think that's actually Thessalonians where they get that from. And so we'll see. We'll just see where it takes us. I mean,
After.
there's a lot of things that's brought into Revelations that's really not tied into Revelations. And then there's a whole lot of mythology brought into Revelations that somebody just heard off the internet or their friend told them, like that whole money thing. A cashless
Yeah.
society. If you know where that's at in Revelations, please tell me because I've never seen
Go
it.
to the Bible.
Yeah.
It's there. Like, don't if you hear something, we have more sources for the Bible or resources for the Bible, the internet, like a physical, everything. There's no reason. Your phone, you can pull up the Bible on.
Yeah.
Look for it.
It's
There's just
everywhere. Bible's everywhere now.
It is so.
Yeah. I would say this though, if you don't own a physical copy of the Bible, get a physical copy of the Bible, because it will come to a point where these digital copies are just too easily to be changed.
That is the
You
one thing.
know, there's actually things out there now where even in movies that's been made, the endings have been changed. Books that have certain things in it that the language they don't like have been changed. There's so much digital thing. I've got a digital Bible on my two of them, and but digital's great to have on the go, but always make sure you have the physical copy.
Well,
Digital ways is just too easy to change stuff.
so I will, so I have a daily devotional that comes to my, like, I check every morning, but I go to the Bible to make, just to make sure that it's like the same, right? You know, I don't trust it. Like, it's an awesome tool. It's great to have, but you're 100% right. You need the
Yeah,
physical.
and we're not saying it's going to happen tomorrow,
No.
but one day it will come.
Yeah.
So
It,
happy.
yeah.
But
So
that's
have
about all
the
we can really
physical.
bring. What's that?
I said just have the physical.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you on that 100%
Yeah.
because you can't trust anything can be changed.
Anything.
It's getting crazy. So,
It
but if you
is.
have it in front of you, you can see the words.
Yeah, that way it's always preserved, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's about all we got tonight, right? Unless you got something you want
No, I don't have anything. Like, you were actually kind of nice tonight, so I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, you
It,
hurt
it's
my feelings
weird.
right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. We'll get into Revelations. He will reveal a bunch of stuff about me that I didn't know, so we're ready for that.
We'll see.
Revelations, the Bible and Chris, so
We'll see, but I'm excited about this. I hope all y'all are excited as much as we are. I'm sorry we didn't get into it tonight, but I thought maybe tonight was just kind of be best to go over what is to come.
it is. It is. You're
Yeah.
right.
And give us a little bit more time too.
That's twice. It is. That is not something you can jump into easily.
No. You want to get us in prayer or you want me to?
Yeah, you want to tell them where they can find us real quick?
Yeah, I do. You
Okay,
can
sorry.
find Chris with your address.
Reveal where we are
We're here on
found.
Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. You can watch our videos and see our pretty faces. Sorry. About anybody watching, I'm sorry.
Ready. Hey, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Okay.
That's right. That's right. If you can see me through my eyes, you can find us on, well, you can watch us on Facebook, on the podcast. For Cousins for Christ. You can hear us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and maybe
YouTube? Did you say YouTube?
I haven't started at YouTube, but you can see the old stuff on YouTube. I haven't put any of the other ones on here yet. Also, the what's the one with the heart?
I heart.
You can listen to us on
You got 95% of that. You're like, what's the one with the heart?
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
I don't remember. But yeah, it's just I'm getting old. See, that's why we're taking Revelations chapter at a time, because I'm getting old and I forget.
It happened.
If you want to know when we download, I try to download every Thursday morning at 5 a.m. on
Thank you for
both
that, by the
Facebook
way.
and on the Spotify and the podcast on the Apple Pod,
Well,
iPod, whatever it's called.
man, I appreciate you bringing this.
Yeah.
Jeremy has the ideas. He's the creative one. So I appreciate you doing this one. This was awesome.
Well,
So I'm excited to get into
I'm
this.
excited. Let's go ahead and just end this thing and we'll get at it,
All
right?
right. All right. Please bow. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to come and discuss your word and to like dive in and study the things that you've given to us. And we pray, dear Father, that as we go into Revelations, that we look at things and we study them and we talk about things that are according to your will, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, that you go with us through the rest of the week. You will heal the sick. You'll bring many lost to save. And we pray, dear Father, that the things that Jeremy and I have to say, that they will strike a chord and will bring many of the lost to be saved to you, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, that You will guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great week.